Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
Let's talk about Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt, and specifically Kevin Frankie, Ruby's husband. He's kind of an enigma in all of this. The idea that suddenly his wife was drawn into Jody Hildebrandt, and she's so cunning and manipulative and amazing, and Ruby just kind of got sucked in there. Or maybe she had a much larger role in that. But from the outside, when you're the spouse of someone and you see that type of a charismatic individual, at least charismatic to Ruby, come in and be able to take such control, is that where Kevin was likely sitting there going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. Well, diving deeper on some of these cases, and you start getting more nooks and crannies in here. Yeah. So I'm rereading a lot of this, and focusing on our chat today on Kevin Frankie in particular, and what was going on leading up to this. I don't want to speculate on him too much, because what really struck me more this time than ever before with this case is, again, pure conjecture. I'm not disparaging anyone, but from the data points that we have, it literally looks like to me that Jody Hildebrandt was a cult leader looking for a cult.
Yeah.
And Ruby had the cult following, but she wasn't a cult leader. And so these two coming together was like a match made in cult heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came in, Jody took complete control of the thoughts, ideas, and connections of people like cult leaders do. She got Kevin out of the picture by saying, you got to get separated. It's really unhealthy. And so she was using the leverage of a, I don't want to say disbarred because she wasn't illegal, but of a fraud clinician in my eye point, because she had her license taken away or suspended or whatever it was, to take total control of the access that Kevin had to this family. And she took over the cult. Literally, it's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem that way. What I find interesting about Jody Hildebrandt is I don't find her to be that charismatic of a leader, which is what kind of makes me surprised by the amount of people who are now coming out and sharing their stories of what they believed that she was telling them. She's not like a Tony Robbins or somebody where you walk away and you're like, yeah, that felt good. Like I'm motivated or I got something out of this. She's been extremely negative, very much about separating families and separating people. What is it that drew people to someone like Jody Hildebrandt? Is it something that people look at just in title and go, oh, therapist, family therapist, sex therapist, whatever the hell she was pretending to be that week? Is that title something that just makes people blindly follow at times because they think, well, if you're there, you must know what you're doing?
Yes. You hit a lot of them right there. You know, Robert Cialdini's great popular book and science-based on influence. You know, you have all these levers of influence. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have the charisma that a cult leader has, that's why she didn't have a cult until she got Ruby's cult, because Ruby's the one that had the charismatic side of her. That's why she had the massive YouTube following. Mm-hmm. When you got Jody, she used the lever of influence of authority. And when she used the lever of influence of authority as a clinician, and then the church was ordering her people, so you had a double lever of influence there, of authority. So the church says I have to go to her, and her letters before her name says I have to go to her. That's enough to get people to have to do what she says. I mean, I'm listening to things that she's recommended people, and she's diagnosing people with these syndromes that don't even exist except in hearsay. That's exactly what happened. So because she didn't have the charisma to have her own following, she saw Ruby's following and she's like, I'm going to take that one. Again, pure conjecture. I'm making it a narrative, a fictional narrative maybe. But when you look at the data points that we're seeing and you look at levers of influence and you put it all together with what looks like it transpired, I mean, how is it that Kevin, any father of kids, goes along with this thing? Well, she had a lot of levers of influence, obviously, over Ruby, who, as we said in the last show, might have been in competition with all the other siblings that seem to have a big following on YouTube, and she's trying to keep up with them, and what a mess.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.